Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
It's Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 28 minutes before top of the hour on 657 AM. We are joined this afternoon on the line by Dr. Julius Mangotumbu, and we get into the word. Dr. Julius, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Are you feeling much better?
Yeah. No, I'm much better. You know, it happens. The change of the weather. I've been keeping myself on the natural ginger turmerics. you understand?
Yeah.
Each and every one of us will get back to a little bit of becoming the pharmacist that we are. You know, natural state. So we definitely always will recommend people to keep warm, you know, during the season. Some of you following us online, maybe out of South Africa, we are in a period in the season of winter in South Africa, and definitely I know that some people are a little bit susceptible to climate change. So please keep yourself warm, and may the Lord bless you, really.
Amen. And as I always say, keep the little ones warm as well. So, yeah, I completely agree with that and those remedies that we always put together to make sure that we get much, much better. We stock up on certain things and, you know, may those work for us at this point in time. Joy in tough times.
Yeah, joy in tough times. Look, I don't know why I'm attracted so much on COVID games these very few days or these few weeks. But I want to believe that God just wants to lift up somebody in their very situation. Amen. You know, the Bible says when there's a casting down, so there's a lifting up. And you just might be going through a very tough time, to use the words of our very subject of today, but a very trying time, difficult time. And I just believe God wants to communicate to you. And if some of us were a little bit current with some events around, there's a pastor, a very renowned, good, godly, God-fearing man of God in the DRC. On social media, if you go, you check. His name is Pastor Maslos, and he lost his wife yesterday. Very godly lady. This prompted me just to think again on the brevity of life, but to think of those who are just going through very difficult times and trying to recover also from the very shackles of reality that surround your very state and very being as well. But again, to understand that God is present in the midst of the turbulence. God is present in the midst of the storms of life. And I think that's my reflection today. I definitely wouldn't be long, but if you have your Bibles, let's go to one of those books that really gets me very practical in my faith always is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 and 4. James chapter 1, verse 2, 3, 4 says, consider it pure joy. I nearly wanted to preach on the topic. I almost preached on the topic, pure joy today, but I have a reflection on that. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Very important to understand that when we go through the very cycle of trials, we get back to what God wants to really form, fashion, and get the best out of us, which is called maturity. Complete in the sense of its present tense, continuously being completed, you know, in our journey with the Lord, and lacking in nothing, which I definitely will examine as well. But I want to share with somebody now who is just passing through some tough times. And I have a word for you today from the Lord. The subject of our consideration within the pericope of our consideration today is tough times, you know, surviving tough times, but joy in tough times. It gets so much paradoxical It's not an oxymoron. An oxymoron might be a close comparison of two words, juxtaposing themselves, but this is a situation where you have joy in the midst of sadness, joy in the midst of trials, joy in the midst of very difficult situations. And James invites us to consider pure joy. Another translation says, count it all joy for what you're going through, for the trials that you're going through. The word count it, consider, means look for avenues of joy. Can you see joy in the midst of your sadness? Can you read joy in the midst of your sadness? Can you see the hand of God in the midst of what you're going through? It gets me reflect a little bit on Romans 8:28. For everything worketh out, everything worketh out for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his good purpose. And so I think James is inviting us not to shy away, not to refute or even deny the fact that there are trials, there are difficulties, not to refuse the fact that we might be going through a storm. But I think his invitation to us is, can we see the hand of God in the midst of what we are going through? Can you really see the divine in the midst of the natural? Can you see the supernatural in the midst of the natural? Can you see God's intervention even in the midst of the very difficult times that you're going through? Because what does the devil do? The evil one always wants to amplify. He wants to amplify the trials. He wants to amplify the storm. He wants to amplify what we're going through and technically, systematically isolate us from really understanding that whatever we're going through, God is also with us in the very trials and the very storms of life. And so the reflection of today is, and I will interrogate again, might be very rhetorical, the question that I'm asking, are you seeing God in the midst of your very challenges, in the midst of the challenges that you might be facing in your marriage? Are you seeing God? What is God saying? That's another angle of reflection and consideration. What is God saying in the midst of maybe somebody I'm talking to now, someone I'm talking to, you've lost a lot of money in a project, and you're asking God, but why? Why this? And somebody you've just gone through a very tough time in terms of a job situation, and you're asking God, God, why me? There's somebody who's going through an ill health condition, and you just had a diagnosis just a few days ago, and you're asking God, Father, why me? And I'm saying God has a voice. So God might not be in the earthquake, God might definitely not be in the wind, but God might be just in the still small voice. And this reflection might just be the still small voice that I'm bringing to you this day to say again that God has a great, great undertaking over what you're going through. God has a final word over your very situation and your very condition. And so there are three things which I want to share with you today, which might be informative, but also transformative if you consider it that way, of what God wants to really communicate to you today in the midst of the toughness of your very situation. To bring joy, to see the very iota, the gleams of joy in the midst of the tough situation that you might be going through even this day. The Bible says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds. Let's read verse 3. Because you know that the testing of your faith, so the testing of your faith, the trials reveal to us one thing. Trials might be the testing of your faith. Might be the very fact that God wants to test your faith. God wants to bring the very fullness and maturity of your faith into view and into perspective. And so, what is the outcome? What are the three P's? You always get me in poo with my alliterations. What are the three
I love
P's?
them. Love
What are
them
the
so
three
much.
P's that God wants to achieve, in the midst of your very storms, in the midst of your trials, the trials that you're going through? Let me give you a little bit of context theologically. I always tell people, I know the name and claim gospel, but I always tell people that the reality about it is that in this world, you've heard me say it, we are living in a world which is sinful. We're living in a world which is sinful. We are not yet in very glorification. We are in the process of sanctification. So God might use a situation to mature you, to bring you into the best state of spiritual being that you've not been in the very past weeks, past months, and past years. So the Bible says the first thing that God wants to produce in you, the word produce, sufferings produce. The word produce means God wants to take you through a process, and that process will produce the first P component, which is perseverance. Perseverance. And perseverance is a virtue. It's a virtue. Most of us are not patient in life. We definitely are not patient in life, and we want to always have our way. But sometimes God will delay a situation from happening because God has a bigger goal to achieve in your life. Story is told of a man who always, he comes back from work late at night and always wants to take a warm bath in a swimming pool. He occasionally just comes back from work and wants to refresh himself around the pool. So he goes up the ledge and he dives into his pool. The pool is beautiful. It's blue, nice, beautiful water pool. So he dives every evening when he gets back from work and gets a good swim. And so this day he definitely comes home again and wants to get into his regular routine. He wants to dive into the pool. But surprisingly, the lights are off. He doesn't have a visibility of the water, but he assumes that definitely everything is equal like previous days. Pool should be good and ready for him. So he's about diving into the water, stands a little bit at the ledge of that pool to dive, but he hears a whisper, and that whisper is, "Don't dive yet. Go and turn on the light. Turn on the light and just check the pool." And he's in a struggle. He's in a struggle. He wants to dive into that pool, and he wants to, because the pool is dark, but his other senses, his other senses tells him, "Look, go and turn on the light. Just put on this light and check the pool." So he gets patient, and this time he gets patient, goes and puts on the light. When he turns on the light, he realizes that the pool was emptied. The pool was emptied just some few hours ago. The gardener who always cleans the pool had emptied the pool and did not fill the pool with water. And if he had dived into that pool, he would have dived into fatality. Sometimes God will stop us from diving into the pool of our very urgency. There are some pools which the waters have been drained, the waters have been taken away. And sometimes the very silent whisper of God in the midst of your sickness, in the midst of your joblessness, might be, "Just hold on, don't dive yet." Don't dive yet into the pool means don't get into another alternative which will not glorify God. Don't go to other sources which will not glorify God. Sometimes people, in our urgency, in our very quest to have an immediate solution, we most likely want to dive into that pool and not realizing that maybe that pool is empty of water and God wants to save our lives. God wants to save us. I just believe that God wants to save us most often from some situations which we hardly can imagine, and we've not even seen the magnitude and the gravity of the way forward. So sometimes God punctuates our lives. God will just punctuate your life. He wouldn't pause it. He will put a comma. He will put a comma to it. And please respect that comma. It means just wait for a while. I'm talking to somebody now. You've just been going through a very tough time. God is just telling you, just hold on, my daughter. Just hold on, my son. I have a greater plan for your life. God wants us to be patient. And that word there is perseverance. God wants us to persevere, just to be patient, to exercise a measure of self-control. And in the midst of perseverance, of patience, God still speaks, and God will speak to you. But the Bible says, consider it pure joy for what you're going through, because the very storms and the toughness of life produces perseverance. But the Bible says perseverance also produces character. And my second P, there is not only the development of perseverance, but the development of your personality. So godly personality is produced in tough times, in suffering, in major difficulties in your life. God will produce a virtue of perseverance, but also the virtue of matured personality. So your personality gets its trajectory in tough times. Your personality gets its very potent in tough times. Your personality gets its maturity in tough times. So show me someone who's gone through challenges, and I will tell you that person has gained some layers of maturity. Show me someone who has gone through difficulties in life, and I will respect that person, because I believe they would have, in the will of God and in the very perspective of God, gained some degree of maturity, which I call godly personality. So God has every intention to mature us, because in maturity, God gives us greater responsibility. For you wouldn't take something so big. I'll tell you, you wouldn't take 10,000 rand and give it to a child of 8 years old. You know, you wouldn't do that, because definitely that child is not yet at the very threshold of maturity. So maturity prepares us for greater blessings. Can I tell somebody now, you're hearing what God is communicating to you, the trials that you're going through now are meant and designed to give you greater leverage towards divine blessing, towards divine success, breakthroughs, and everything. Because for every success, there is a responsibility. And if it comes your way prematurely, if it comes your way prematurely, you might also spend it prematurely, and you might not appreciate it in the justness of what God has given you. And so God allows, in his permissive will, allows sometimes trials to come your way to mature you. But let me conclude, Paul, with the third P component. The first was the sufferings and trials, the toughness of life, produces perseverance. The second is that it produces personality, maturity, godly personality. But I want to conclude with this as well. The Bible does not, if we get back to our passage and we examine it closely, the Bible says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance produce character. And definitely, we also understand that from that very component of character, we mature. The Bible says, then we mature. We mature in Christ-likeness. We mature in Christ-likeness, so that you may mature and complete and lack nothing. Key word there is for you to fulfill purpose. I believe trials, tough times, challenges that you might be going through. There's a bigger picture. God wants you to fulfill a purpose. God wants you to fulfill purpose. You know, but this gets me think of Joseph. You know, Joseph is betrayed by his brothers. He's treated ill by his brothers. He's put in a pit. He's sold as a slave to Potiphar. He goes to Potiphar's house. He is falsely accused. I'm talking to somebody. This might be the trajectory of your life. You have been falsely accused. He goes to prison. And even in prison, he assists, you know, one or two people. The two people he assisted in prison, they were all released from prison, but they forgot about him. And I'm talking to someone, you've assisted so many people, and some of them have just neglected you. They've just forgotten about you. And you're left alone to yourself. You're so isolated. You're going through very, very tough times alone. But I've come to tell you again, people might forget you, but God will never forget you. So God, in his sovereignty, God works it out that Pharaoh gets a dream, and Joseph is the only one who can interpret that dream. Joseph is out of prison, and Joseph is made a prime minister. Joseph is made a prime minister, and that's the cherry on the cake. Joseph fulfills purpose. And when Joseph's brothers come to Egypt for food, Joseph tells them, I believe Genesis 45 verse 5, Joseph tells them that what you meant for evil, God has turned it out for good. For God sent me ahead of you to save a nation, to save a people. I want to believe that God also might be taking you through this tough time, because just might want to use you to rescue a generation, to turn around a family, use you mightily to be a blessing to someone out there. You shall fulfill purpose. I don't know what you're going through now in your life. It doesn't matter the tough situations in your life, the storms in your life, the trials in your life. You just might have a testimony at the end of that trial to tell someone. There might be a testimony. You don't give up, brother. You don't give up, sister, because you are at the verge of giving a testimony. Somebody needs to learn from the trials that you're going through. Somebody needs to learn from the very storms that you're going through in life, because you have a story to tell. You have a testimony to give. And the very trials that you're going through now, the Bible says, are not worth comparing with the glory which is to be revealed. So you don't give up, my brother. You don't give up, my sister. Wait upon the Lord with patience, because he will produce, through the patience, he will produce godly personality, and you will fulfill your God-given purpose. Let me pray for somebody now. Let me pray for somebody. Father, I'm praying for somebody who's going through a tough time. They've been contemplating so many things, and they've been asking even the question, God, are you there? Do you exist? Humanly speaking, Father, that's our human nature. In our humanity, we ask those questions. But again, Father, this does not eclipse the fact that your divinity is present. You're always present with us, because the word of God says you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And how I pray that someone also, like Joseph, will see the bigger picture, that what people meant for evil, you're turning it around for good. Bless your daughter, bless your son, and help us hold firmly unto you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Bless your people this season, and give them strength. For better the end of a matter than the beginning. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Julius. Really, really appreciate the word of encouragement this evening. Thank you so much, Morudi. How do we get a hold of you on social media or any other platform?
On WhatsApp, you just register WhatsApp. My number is 067-154-0695. Repeat, 067-154-0694. On Facebook and Instagram, I'm on the ID Julio Mengot. I'll be able to share my slide with you, but also pray with you. Most importantly, I really want to pray with you. So send me a WhatsApp and let's have some time to pray. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.